The Massachusetts Senate has a new leader, but a temporary one. Senate President Stan Rosenberg has taken a leave from his position while he's the subject of an investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee. That investigation focuses on reports of sexual misconduct allegations against Rosenberg's husband and allegations that Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, claimed he could influence Senate business. Last night, Senators elected Majority Leader Harriet Chandler of Worcester to become the acting Senate President.
The circumstances that have led us to this point are unprecedented and they're unfortunate. But choices had to be made, and we've chosen to move on and to move forward.
Chandler's election came after hours of private meetings, first among Senate Democrats and then among all senators. Joining us to explain all of this is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So this investigation follows allegations that Senator Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, made advances and sexually assaulted men with an interest in issues before the Senate. But it's Rosenberg who's the focus of this ethics probe. Is that right?
That's correct. The Senate is making sure that nothing inappropriate happened in its business, in its operation, in the way it oversees policy. It can only issue sanctions against a member, and the member that they're looking at is Stan Rosenberg. There's an investigation of the allegations against Hefner, and if that Senate investigation doesn't cover any criminal activity on the part of Hefner, they will refer those findings to the proper law enforcement authorities. Also yesterday, both the state AG and the Suffolk County DA announced that they are prepared to launch their own investigation into the allegations against Brian Hefner.
So this ethics investigation, though, Steve, how long will that take typically? How long does something like that take, and how is it handled?
Well, the Ethics Committee, the Senate Ethics Committee, is expected to shortly hire an outside independent firm to handle the investigation. Senate leaders are unsure of how long it'll take. It could take a couple of weeks, could take a couple of months. Here's Senate Republican Leader Bruce Tarr, who's worked closely with Harriet Chandler on the response.
One of the mistakes that anyone can make with an investigation is to try to limit it in too many ways. This investigation needs to take as long as it takes, and it needs to go where the facts take it.
So while there is now an acting president, that's Harriet Chandler, she could remain in that role for quite a while.
And as for Senator Rosenberg, what happens to him?
Well, he remains a senator with all the privileges that come with being a senator. He can attend the sessions. He can vote. He's looking to return to the leadership, hopes to do that. He's taken a leave only from the Senate presidency. He requested that an acting president be named, and that's exactly what the Senate has done. Harriet Chandler is stressing that that's what she is right now.
Somebody has got to lead the chamber, and this is an acting. It's temporary, and I think that's the best we can do.
Now, the senators could have gone ahead and just replaced Rosenberg outright. They chose not to do that, so the future could depend on the outcome of this investigation, which Rosenberg has said will show that he has done nothing wrong.
What about the mood of senators, Steve, who were called back from winter break for this special formal session to address these allegations in the investigation?
They were somber about the whole thing. They really didn't want to be there. The entire membership really likes Stan Rosenberg, but including the Republicans. They like him personally. They're very sorry to see this happen at this time and to someone that they admire. But they realize the reputation of the Senate is at stake. They had to do something. They did something yesterday, and we'll see what happens with the outcome of this investigation. It may legally clear Stan Rosenberg, but the big question remains, will he still have the trust of the Senate?
All right. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks for keeping us on top of this.
Thanks, Deb.